You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen.
Good morning and welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and I'd like to recognize our show sponsor, Denham Marketing. This year, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary. At Denham Marketing, we work to make your marketing a comfortable fit. So give us a call if you need original content for social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, or blogging. Joining me today in studio is Jim Beveridge, partner with McKinney Builders. He's going to talk about some innovative home product that he's introduced to the market and where home buyers can find it. Super excited to have Jim back on the show. So Jim, take a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, great. Good to be with you, Carol. So my background is I graduated from the University of Georgia, BBA in finance. That was in 1983, and then I worked as a banker for 28 years. My banking background is home builders exclusively. I did have a couple stints where in the downturns, I helped manage some troubled loans and or real estate during those downturns. And I really got, the bug for real estate during those downturns because I was but in trying to figure out what went wrong and how do we course correct and bring those assets back to the market and reposition them so that they could bring the highest value. And during that time, I was also put through the MBA program majoring in real estate at Georgia State University. But after the Great Recession, in 2012, the bank I was working for wasn't really ready to lend again. And so I had a decision to make. Was I going to follow my love, real estate, or try another bank to lend? And I decided to take the first course. So I partnered up with a guy named Mac McKinney, who started McKinney Builders in 1971. And our first starts were in the Serenby community. And we just started with a couple starts. And now we're building, actually, Mac is on his way to retirement, transition to partnership with his son, Austin McKinney. So now Austin's my partner. Kenny used to build, a handful of custom homes per year. And now we're more of a production builder. And we still have a custom division, but we build in five different communities today. So under this time, this 12 years, those five communities, we'll talk more in depth about them, but we've become the leading builder both at Serenby and Trilla. And we've developed two communities. Those communities have won Community of the Year, Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. So the only two self-developed communities have achieved recognition as well. I would also point out we are fortunate to build unique and innovative homes. And every year we enter the home builders contest called the Obies. And it's kind of like the Oscars for home builders in the Atlanta area. And over the past 4 years, we've entered communities or various homes have won about 48 awards. So I like to say we're one of the most awarded home builders lately.
It's awesome. Well, it's always nice to see you guys running up on stage and winning awards. And I think part of the reason you all win so many OBs is because you have really unique product. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the different types of homes you're building? And, are you building any micro homes right now?
Well, we have in the past. In Serenby, we built about a dozen, I'll call them tiny homes. And they are roughly 1,000 square feet, two bedrooms, two baths, open concept, kitchen and den downstairs, usually a powder room. maybe a flex room. And then upstairs, you have a master suite and then an additional bedroom and bath to go along with that. So we built those in Saranby. And then in Trilliff, a little bit bigger homes in Trilliff, we built a handful or two of about 1,200 square foot homes that are the same bedroom and bath count. So those have been very successful for us.
Yeah, those are really neat. I like the fact that Trilliff and Saranby are both allowing you to build smaller product. And I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, how do we fix the affordability crisis and the fact that everything's, you know, $450,000 or above. And, you know, part of the answer to that is smaller homes. So it's, you know, nice to see some counties embracing that.
Right. Yeah, it's the city of Chattahoochee Hills, as well as the city of Fayetteville, that have embraced that concept and mixing it in. It's amazing how you can get those small homes, you know, very close to million-dollar homes, and they're the same quality both inside and out. The architecture is just outstanding, so they blend in just fine. I should mention we are looking at building like maybe an 800 square foot home at Saranby in the near future.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, so 800 square feet, and I assume that it has lots of light and lots of open rooms, but talk a little bit about that plan.
Yeah, so it's two bedrooms, two baths, is a vaulted open concept kitchen and den, and I'm not sure if we're going to put a rooftop deck on it or not, but we have the ability to put a rooftop deck, and it sits in the motto section right next to, I'll call it a pond. And that's a real neat section of Saranby that has all the homes have the same architecture and stucco color. So it's a really interesting, almost like an Alice Beach type section of Saranby.
So while we're on the topic of Saranby, I always love going down there and visiting Saranby, and it's such a cool little, you know, agri-hood going on down there. What are you building currently at Saranby?
So right now we're in a section, for the most part, we're in that motto section that I mentioned around the pond. And we've got some unique wedge homes with rooftop decks and building that little home that I mentioned. But we're also building in a section called Overlook. And Overlook is a transitional phase that's surrounded by just amazing woods and creeks. And it's just back to nature almost. And it's in a semicircle or circular shape, the roads are. And so almost everybody has an unbelievable wooded view in their backyard. All the homes are architecture-wise like a San Francisco Victorian, and they're all painted like an off-white color. So it's a very charming section. And we're building homes for the most part in there that range from about 1,600 feet to 2,500 square feet. We took 12 lots in there, last four lots we closed in October, and already eight of the 12 are under contract.
That is phenomenal. Now, do you already have all of those 12 built? Are these all pre-sales, or what's that situation?
Well, they're mostly pre-sales. Our first start will be finished in April. We'll deliver a couple houses in April. And then the rest of the starts will be delivered by year end.
Yeah. Wow. So there's definitely some pent up demand for that product down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's move on and talk a little bit about what's going on at Town and Trilliff. What are you building there now?
So we started out building townhomes, and we built about 40 of those. And that was in the very beginning of the project. Those were about 1,800 square feet or so. And they went pretty rapidly, and they started out at $400,000, but building costs escalated, as you know, quite a bit. And the resales of those townhomes are now going in the $700,000 range. But we went from there to building all kinds of product, ranging from some other townhomes that we're finishing up right now, all the way to $2 million luxury home that might be closer to 4,000 square feet, and then everything in between. So we have really experience all the product types in Trilla.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Crafting the perfect marketing strategy is like constructing the perfect pair of jeans. You need all the right components and expertise. Unlike trying on a dressing room full of jeans, denim marketing makes the process painless and easy. Denim marketing is the market leader in creating quality, original content for home builders, developers, remodelers, and others in the industry. Call 770-383-3360 or email Carol at denimmarketing.com to find out how denim marketing can be a comfortable fit for your social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, blogs, and other marketing needs.
What about your active adult product? I think you're building that in a garden at Arbor Springs. What are you seeing there, and you know, how is the market responding to that product?
Yeah, active adult has been a little slower than the rest of the market. A lot of those buyers come with all cash, and maybe they have a timing problem between selling their house, pulling all their equity out, and then putting cash, that cash into a new product. And we are in candor, we're toward the end of phase one, which, you know, gets you the more challenging lots sometimes. And so some of those lots have basements, and not everyone, and in fact, the preference, I would say 10 to 1 preference for a slab house versus a basement. But those homes are generally courtyard homes, which means your master down, your open concept kitchen and den, all face an interior courtyard that you can do, and we've done fireplaces and fire pits and pools, but your outdoor space is kind of enclosed by the four sides of the house. So you get your entertainment area and your ability to enjoy outdoors just steps out your door, and you can look at it at all times versus, you know, your usual front yard, backyard situation for a normal house.
Yeah, I love that courtyard product. That's really phenomenal, and it's nice to be able to have that privacy that the courtyards afford. What other amenities are at the Garden of Arbor Springs? Does it have, you know, community amenities as well?
It does. So you have to have at least 4 amenities for the zoning in Coweta County for that active adult. And we have our major amenity is the clubhouse, where there's a lot of social functions that go on. Empty nesters like to gather, and they have regular events, sunset cocktails off the deck of that clubhouse, or neighborhood functions. They seem to get together for almost every holiday in that clubhouse. We have a gym downstairs in the basement, that clubhouse. And we have trails, wildflower meadow, and it's inside a community that's a master plan community. It also has a golf course.
I love that. Yeah, because it's part of a bigger master plan community, correct?
That's right. It's called Arbor Springs.
Arbor Springs. So Arbor Springs, how many homes will that be when it's complete? And how big is the gardens portion of that?
Yeah. So Arbor Springs will be well over 1,000 units. It's been around for, you know, a couple decades now, so it's well on its way. It hasn't already surpassed 1,000 units, and there's still land that's being added and new developments. Our piece is, phase one is 49 lots in the gardens. Then we have a phase two that could yield up to 22 lots. And then the developer has zoned another section for our product. It might be another 125 lots, and it would be a separate community called something other than the gardens, because all each community has to have a certain size clubhouse for right. The active adult section.
That's a great opportunity. It sounds like that the gardens is, you know, as far as active adult communities go, you know, in itself, you know, kind of a nice exclusive, you know, smaller community versus, you know, being, you know, in a 1,000 home active adult community. So that's going to attract a certain type of buyer who's looking for, you know, something a little quieter and, you know, maybe with less people.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, speaking of quiet, all of our homes at the gardens and most everywhere else, for that matter, or geothermal, which that geothermal technology means you're heating and air. You don't have compressors. So we drill into the ground about anywhere between 300 and 600 feet deep, and you have a well. And when you get that low in the ground, the air is a constant 65 degrees. So you're bringing up cool air in the summer, and then you don't really have to even bring it up too much hotter in the winter to have a nice, comfortable winter heat going as well. And therefore, you use 40 to 50% less energy, and you don't have the noise of the compressors. So you can hear the birds sing.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the fact that you guys are using geothermal HVAC. What else are you doing along those lines that's more sustainable or more, you know, eco-friendly?
Yes. So all the communities have that we build in have a wellness component. And they're also, we generally, if a community is not walkable to shops and restaurants, we pretty much scratch it off the list. We want to build a community where you could walk to a shop or a restaurant, and the empty nesters as well as the millennials like that feature. And the wellness component, you know, we generally have an ability to, you know, walk to a trail right outside your home. But inside the house, I would say we build, I used to say model threes or model Ys, but occasionally we'll build a Model S. So they're very well equipped homes that are little jewel boxes.
Well, I think you've answered one of my questions about the village at Williams Park in Smyrna in advance. So it sounds like it is walkable.
It is. It's walkable to Smyrna Market Village, which is kind of the center of Smyrna where the city hall is. You can walk back roads, you know, take your baby stroller and walk right to the shops and restaurants there. And we were honored to get the, couple years ago, we transformed five or six homes that were old and dated to a 20-lot community that won the Community of the Year in all of Atlanta for 20 units or less.
That is fantastic. So how many of those homes are still left for sale?
So we have two more of those that are about 80 to 90% finished, and they'll be coming to the market soon. And then we have two more vacant lots to build, and then we'll be complete.
Yeah, I thought you're pretty close to being done there. So anyone interested in walkability to Smyrna Market Village and a wonderful McKinney home needs to act fast.
That's correct.
Well, what are some of your other big goals for 2024? Do you have any, you know, any new communities on the horizon? Obviously, you've got some new product on the horizon, but what are you looking forward to this year?
Yeah, so we are just starting an enclave of homes adjacent to Lake Burton. It's a community called Burton. And the first five homes are going vertical. There are two pre-sales and three spec homes. And the structures are nestled into their home sites, frame views. A lot of them have views of the lake. It is across from the LaPrades Marina at Lake Burton. And it has access to a substantial network of trails, mowed paths that flirt with the national park that surrounds it, national forest. And so we're creating a highly experiential community that will make close relationships between people occupying the spaces and the site. And the site is part of a greater region of a biodiverse, clean, naturally alluring beauty. Raven County it's located in, is the only county in the state of Georgia that has three state parks and is home to 17 public waterfalls. And it connects to the world's longest hiking trail, Appalachian Trail, is known as the farm to table restaurant capital of Georgia. So we're excited about that community.
That sounds fantastic. What a beautiful area to be building in.
Yeah, it's very, very nice to go up there. It's a couple hours away, but you feel like you're in maybe Wyoming or Montana with the mountains and the lake right there.
Yeah. Well, anything else on the radar that you can share for this year?
No, those are the five. I think we've talked about the five communities that we're building in Serenity, okay. Trillith, Village of Williams Park, Gardens, and Lake Burton.
Lake Burton.
Community's called Burton. And that website is liveatburton.com. Your listeners want to check it out.
Sounds like they should check it out. It sounds phenomenal.
It's amazing.
I can't wait to go see it. I'll have to go visit. What trends are you seeing in the market as far as, you know, buyers, you know, just what's going on out there that you see, you know, with boots on the ground?
So, you know, when the pandemic hit and rates got really low, you know, in the 3% range or even lower, a lot of people either refinanced their homes or they bought a new home and captured those rates. So, you know, a lot of those folks are hesitant right now to give up that rate and move, which creates a dearth of resales, which means the home builders have a bigger share, the new homes have a bigger share of the marketplace than typical. But we are seeing, you know, buyers that, you know, due to a lifestyle change, maybe they move cities or change jobs and they need a new location, or just family change, that those, you know, I'll call them non-discretionary buyers are still out there. But I think with the rates coming down and, you know, hopefully they'll get, you know, a 5 handle here in the next year or so, we're seeing even some of the buyers that, you know, got locked in at 3% kind of dipping their toe in the water. So it's been good for the home builders, except for the high interest rates, the, you know, generally higher interest rates. I think we all got spoiled when the rates were 3% and 4%, and it's, I think we're at that stage where that's accepted now. That 7% rate is really the historic 40-year average of interest rates for mortgages. I don't think we'll see that 3% or 4% again unless the economies are really bad, and I know nobody wants that.
Right. No, nobody wants that. But yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling, I guess we're calling it the lock-in effect. You know, they're locked into their 3% mortgage and they certainly don't want to give it up to get locked into a 6 or 7% interest rate. Of course, that doesn't affect our cash buyers at all, who seem to, there seem to be lots and lots of those out there now. Is that something you're seeing as well?
We are seeing that. I think the figure is somewhere around 30%, which is historically very high.
Very high.
Cash buyers.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, we're about out of time, but before you go, where can our listeners get more information on you and McKinney Homes?
Well, they can find our website at www.mckinneybuilders.com, and I can be reached. My mobile phone number is 404-697-7700, and be glad to talk to any of your listeners about anything they want to dig into.
Fantastic. Well, that is a wrap for this week's Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I want to thank Jim Beveridge, partner with McKinney Builders, for joining me in studio today. On behalf of our show sponsor, Denham Marketing, I'm your host, Carol Morgan. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, then please go to iTunes and give us a positive rating and review. And there's lots of opportunities to follow and interact with Atlanta Real Estate Forum. So follow us on Facebook or any of the socials for Metro Atlanta News. Sign up for our newsletter at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. And don't miss any of our podcasts by downloading and subscribing for free on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. With that, if you're interested in being on the show, shoot me an email, carol@denimmarketing.com. Let me know what you'd like to chat about. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I look forward to seeing you right here again next week.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.